Thanks for tuning in to Homilies at St. Mary's Catholic Center. We're glad you're here. This homily was given by Father Jacob Herleman, Associate Pastor at St. Mary's Catholic Center. Let's listen in.
Jesus picks up right where John the Baptist left off. John, as we heard multiple times over the course of Advent, is preaching a baptism of repentance. And Jesus maintains, especially in the Gospel of Mark, this same urgency, the same immediacy of repentance, but now with a bit of a twist. Believe in the gospel. Believe in the gospel. The good news. The reality that God is now among us. But Christ doesn't remain in one place and wait for people to come to him for this message. He goes out to break into people's lives, to present to them a way that they had not yet imagined, a fulfillment of the yearning of their hearts. He speaks to them right where they are. Just as he reached out to Peter and Andrew, James and John, in the ordinary, in the day-to-day work that they were involved in the midst of their lives, he still speaks to us with these same words, "Come after me." He's not always going to speak to us. Very rarely, in fact, do we hear, for example, like Jonah does, or the prophets of old, in these clear words that that's God. But we hear it much more subtly, sometimes more difficult to perceive. Jonah, for his part, you know, we're all familiar with the story, didn't quite hear it today. He hears the word of God and chooses not to follow it. This is where it gets back to the immediacy, to the urgency, as we hear in the words of the gospel, as we hear even in St. Paul, that now is the time to respond to this word, to this call. And we can't always rely on a giant fish nomming us up if we choose not to listen to God, nor can we wait for a more opportune time to follow Christ. But here and now, what is he inviting us to? Follow me. Take up your cross and come after me. This phrase, in some form or fashion, is repeated again and again in the words of the Gospels to join in this procession of Christians throughout the ages of turning away from their previous lives, of leaving their nets, of leaving that which holds them back from sanctity behind, and following where Christ leads us. Each and every single person in the history of humanity is called to this, the greatest of vocations, the imitation of Christ, the call of holiness. We all start from different places, of course. So each of our journeys, each instance of following Christ, it'll be unique, parallel, all tending in the same direction. Of course, there's lifestyles and choices that are not on these roads. But if we are following him, then we're not all going to be doing the exact same thing, but we're all like spokes of a wheel closing in on the center. All of us are invited to a particular road with particular crosses, with particular joys that correspond exactly to our own tendencies, our likes, our dislikes, our proclivities, our virtues, our vices, where we need to grow, what our gifts are, what brings us joy. When we hear the word vocation, which is simply the word call, it's possible in our minds to leap forward to after graduation, to a hypothetical state, a hypothetical reality, where everything's settled and we have things figured out. Christ is calling me to marriage. Christ is calling me to the priesthood or to the religious life. But our Lord, if we take the example of Peter and Andrew, if we take the example from today's gospel, he doesn't tell them what he is calling them to in specifics. He mentions, "I will make you fishers of men," but is remarkably vague in its foreshadowing. Nothing at all about the crucifixions that both of them will endure. Nothing about the miracles that they will witness. Nothing about seeing a man be crucified and then seeing him in the flesh again 3 days later. Nothing about the intense hope that they will hold to, that will be birthed within their hearts. The call is much more immediate, much more incremental. Follow me. For myself, this came about primarily through the example of my own parents. They were involved in church, which meant my brother and I were involved in church with various ministries, taking the Eucharist to the sick, the homebound. When I grew older, being an altar server, being a lector. And then came a moment in middle school when during Mass on Christmas Day at the Elevation of the Host, just out of the blue, the thought striking me, it wasn't verbal, but I could do that. I could see myself standing behind the altar and celebrating Mass, doing what a priest does. And then throughout the rest of middle school, throughout the rest of high school, figuring out just what that would mean, finding out more, gathering information, but spending time in adoration, spending time learning more, even about the faith in general, coming to a deeper understanding of God, spending more and more time with God, talking to him more and more. And that growth never ends, even as a priest, even post-ordination, still, because God is infinite, you know, continuing deeper in there. Was learning about the priesthood through talking with priests, other guys, discernment dinners, vocation retreats, ultimately recognizing that there was a greater correspondence between the life that I wanted to live, even in its generalities, the ways that I wanted to love, the ways that I wanted to be loved, that I wanted my life to be given to others, and then what the priesthood offered as best as I could tell. Today, the Diocese of Austin designates as called by name Sunday. Just as Christ called Peter and Andrew, as he called James and John, while they were just doing the things of their states of life, today, as they were studying, as they were pored over their books in the library, gentle tap on the shoulder, come, follow me. He now calls not just those called to the priesthood, or the religious life, but each and every single one of us, in some particular way, to leave behind that which is irrelevant to our sanctification, those things that hinder us, those things we still hold on to, those attachments, those that hold us back so that we might pursue him all the more. Specifically, today, though, he invites those who may have experienced at some point, maybe over the course of this break, maybe over the course of the semester, through the witness of someone, through a conversation, through even an inspiration received in adoration, or maybe hearing a talk at Seek. He invites them. He invites you to the religious life, to the priesthood. Not immediately, but to take one more step. Whether that be to one of the discernment dinners this upcoming Wednesday, to Project Andrew, Project Miriam. He invites us as well to look around. Look around at our friends, look around at those within our own families, our brothers and sisters, whom he is calling to, in a particular way, take up that mantle, who may not even see these qualities in themselves, but we do, and encourage them to consider that our Lord may be inviting them to live in a particular conformity to his own heart, to fall in love in a particular way. I can tell you through my own experience as a priest, even in just over 18 months, it's living as a priest, giving as a priest, loving as a priest, giving more of myself than I thought that I wanted to, more than I thought was even possible, in hours of confessions at a time, in late night calls to the hospital, in meeting with souls in some of their darkest moments, where I, just plain old Jacob, don't know what to say. But these are the greatest joys, where Christ uses little old me to continue his work of healing, of encouraging, of sanctifying. Trust in the Lord. Have no concern for the future. Tomorrow will come, and it has its own worries, its own anxieties, for his ways are so far above our own. Whatever path Christ has laid out for you, take the steps that he is asking of you just today in faith, and little by little, by responding to the responsibilities of where he has us, of those little inspirations he places upon us to go speak with this person, maybe to go into the chapel and pray. Little by little, we draw closer to him. Little by little, we grow in virtue. Little by little, we become a saint after his own heart, growing in that particular way that he has set out for each of us. Together, as the Catholic multitude in Aggieland and destined to go beyond here and spread into the rest of the world, may we lock our eyes on his. And in love for our crucified and risen Lord, follow him wherever he may have us go, today and all the days of our life. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray that this homily brought you closer to Christ and his church. To learn more about St. Mary's mission to form apostles for the church and the world, please visit aggiecatholic.org today. Thanks, God bless, and giggle.